on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. This evening, I have with me the ladies of the show, Jenna McDeath by Gucci and Jennifer the Mafia Wars Loot Lady. What's happening?
Much.
Not too much.
Same old.
Same old, same old. Yeah, we seem to say that a lot.
Well, there's not a lot that's changed in the last couple of days. I mean, the gifting feature, some stuff like that.
Yeah, getting ramped up for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We need to have a... Pistol Pete's giving it all away Thanksgiving extravaganza.
Is it going to be Crazy Pete?
Crazy Pete will have to come back out of the woodwork, do his infomercial.
That's been a year, you're right.
It has been.
It's hard to believe we've been doing this for so long.
Yeah, so we'll
have to do something.
Have to come up with something good, yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yep, so, yeah.
Well, we have to find stuff because you gave it all away last year.
Right.
Surely you've accumulated more.
I've gotten more since then.
The problem is Zynga hasn't given us anything of value to gift.
Yeah. Well, you got to remember, though, there's still a lot of players out there that are, well, I won't say a lot. There's several players out there that are still low enough level that even the 85 or, you know, 75 attack or defense is still plenty good for getting started.
Yeah,
well,
but I don't.
Goodies to give away.
What's that?
I've got some stuff we can give away too.
Yeah, some goodies. Loot.
Yeah, some goodies.
You know, Zynga should give you like a couple hundred Janaguchi loot items.
I want 501.
And they would be giftable just by you, and you could give them to your friends.
Oh, that would be so nice of them.
Because I don't want to buy like 20 crates trying to get your ass. And I know that's going to happen. Like Mike Nestor, every time he buys the crate, it will contain 2 rare items and an uncommon.
On his first try.
Every time. And he'll send me screenshots. When I buy a crate, I get like crap. Well, they're not crap, but you want the rare ones.
Right.
So I'll get mad, so I'll buy another one. Nothing. And then I'll get mad again, and I click, and I'm like, why am I doing this? It's so stupid. And then when I get the rare item, I'm like, okay.
Finally.
Got it. Move on.
I just spent 200 reward points. On loot that will be obsolete in a month. But yeah.
I know a guy that can hook you up.
Really? With what?
Oh, just kidding.
But I don't know. Like, for some reason, Mike Nestor has this blessed account. And anything that you have to get lucky with, it happens to him.
Maybe if you let him run your account just while he's buying the crate.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Yeah, maybe it's him. Maybe he should come to Vegas again and try to win thousands of dollars.
Did you take him around with you and try to win any money?
When he was here, we did gamble a little.
A little.
Mm-hmm. And I did, you know, I did get lucky. But then I, like, put it all back.
Typical.
Yeah. And I showed him how to play Baccarat.
I like
if you like 21, you would like it. Oh, I'm an angry blackjack player. I can't play that game.
That's the only thing I ever win anything on, so I just stick with blackjack.
I figured my odds at a roulette wheel is as good as any odds anywhere else, and so take my chance once and walk away.
No, craps and baccarat have the best
odds. I know they really do have the best odds, but I'm saying my odds.
Pistol Pete odds.
The Pistol Pete odds, yes. So.
Anything going on there, Pistol Pete?
Not a lot in the Spocklet part of the world, but we've been busy ramping up getting the... After Facebook announced that they were going to be doing away with the discussions, we had immediately started building a separate forums for managing our help desk, if you will, for our Spocklets. And so we had been doing that, and about 8 days after the time they announced that they were going to go ahead and disable it, they finally got around to disabling discussions, and you know, we have our discussions forum up and running. It's at spockon.me/forum.
It's just a matter of time before Zynga asks you to run their forum too.
I haven't checked it out yet.
It's basically a typical discussion type board, and You know, the nice part about it is it's got a really nice search attached to it. So if you're searching to find out information on problems that are already existing, you can go out and get that pretty easy. It does a nice job of also summarizing those posts that have never had answers yet, which is actually very helpful for us as admins to go in and figure out which ones need to be replied to because we've never gotten around to it. And then we can also go in and close forum topics, which wasn't really something we could do in the old system, in the discussions. And so it's kind of nice to be able to go in and say, yeah, Getnator's not working for me. Go in and identify the problem. It was a problem for everybody, and then actually close out that thread. And then, you know, if it needs to be opened again later because of a new issue, then, you know, so be it. Open it back
up. You get
a
lot of activity.
It's been very busy, actually, you know, and I think probably like our discussions, it'll grow over time to be a great resource for the people that use our Spocklet.
Well, I'm checking it out right now. It's really nice.
Yeah. It's,
and your people are really good about reporting issues and things like that, so you've got that benefit.
Absolutely. And we,
they're not trolls, right?
No.
You don't get much trolling over there.
And the other nice part is you get people that are helpful that, you know, if there's a problem with the Spocklet, they'll identify the line number that the problem occurs on, and then they'll, you know, we'll reference it. In some cases, they'll publish potential fixes, which is great because, you know, we can only do so much, and we've talked about that before. So that's been the big thing, you know, that we've been trying to get in place and have it ready for when Facebook finally made the decision to remove it. And actually, we're deciding, or we've been waffling back and forth on whether or not to keep it available in a frame on the Facebook fan page. And it's kind of clumsy in there, and so I think we're probably just going to pull it out and then just leave it where it's a link. There's pluses and minuses to having it right there, because a lot of people go to our fan page and they'll post on, you know, the actual, you know, to comments we make on things, and obviously hijack a lot of threads. Like the Informant Podcast Show constantly gets hijacked.
How's that? What happens?
What they do is I'll post the show, and then all of a sudden they'll be like, Getnator's not working. And it's like, it has nothing to do with the show itself. It's just like, it's an opportunity to finally respond and say something's not working instead of just using the discussion boards to address that particular issue.
I forgot there was one show where it was your birthday or it was celebrating something, I forget what, or something sad, I don't remember. And then I see all these comments and I was like, oh, I want to see what they're saying about it. And all the comments were,
something's not working.
No sympathy.
Yep. Like,
Pete just poured his heart out to the world.
But I just want you to fix their problems.
But that's okay. Everything else isn't working. And then, you know, I'll just keep talking about it till it finally gets here, is the golden toolbar. I'm actually going to work on my video. I'm going to do another video, so the second iteration, because there will be some really neat things in it that we're talking about releasing.
I think the videos you do are helpful,
and people really like them.
Especially when I'm from the office of redundancy.
The
actual golden toolbar. Yeah.
People actually like it.
It's actually gold.
Yeah, that's true. One of the things we're actually going to have in it, actually, is there's going to be an option in there to turn on or off the primary and the backup locations. So let's say you're having issues with the primary site. You can actually click a button. It'll put it in backup mode, and then it'll pull the Spocklet from the backup location. It was something we actually had in very early development, and it never made it in any of the releases yet. And after talking with Martin and Ike, seems like they're going to try to get it in to the release when we finally release this golden toolbar.
Is it in the beta one right now?
It is not in there now.
Okay.
It probably will be before too long. And that's probably about it for me.
Well, what about you, Jen?
Oh, lots of stuff.
Really?
Yeah, believe it or not. To more complex as we go. This isn't even worth really talking about, but it needs to be addressed. The Harold and Kumar bake sale is over.
Yay.
And Harold won, and they divvied out the waffle bots a little bit different than Pistol Pete said that they did in the past.
Yes.
So they made the mistake, well, their mistake, I think, was here's your gifts, send them back and forth. But oh, guess what? Their stats are below the gifting threshold. So instead of the free gift system, you could pass them along to your mafia to help them.
Right.
And a lot of people did just that. They collected their 75 and then they gave 75 to their lower mafia and they got passed around. Well, when the waffle bots came to fruition, the people that did not have 75 of them in their inventory did not get 5 waffle bots.
Yeah, that's bogus.
Yeah, I think Zynga should have explained that. And I don't think they either had to fix something from the last of type of events.
Well, why have a collect button to collect 1 to 5 of the other if the limit is 75 to begin with? Just say you got to collect 75 of these, and then why do you even have to go into their thing and actually perform a click to collect it?
It's a dog and pony show.
Well, I know that, but I get fun
with the click button.
Yeah, and the click monkeys come out at night. But you know, yeah, that's why it was kind of frustrating that, you know, in this particular event, that now they're not going to look at the people that have clicked that 5 times to collect it based on having the correct amount of inventory at that time. Then if you've managed to get that far and be able to get those clicks in, then you should have gotten based on the number of clicks you actually did.
Because that's a lot of clicks.
Or collections. Yeah. Well, it's only 5. You mean, you can only collect it 5 times anyway on each side.
But
so
it's
10,
so repetitive.
10 clicks. But they should have just set a threshold and said, look, you have to have 75 items by the end of the event. And if you have all 75, then, you know,
your odds are better.
Your odds are better, you know, on each side.
They're 100%.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But they failed to say, keep them in your inventory.
Yeah, and I think that's bogus. They should.
I did recommend, just in case, that you should, because that wasn't the way the event was intended to be played out. And they may have went in and changed that. And like, oh, these assholes are just gifting them away to each other. Let's, you know, mess with them and only give them the people that kept them in their inventory.
Keep them guessing.
But that'll a large part them. Of this game is about sharing and, you know, keeping people engaged in conversation about different things. And, you know, if you've got people that are transferring them around for the purpose of keeping the gifts flowing, hey, isn't that one of their quotes on their actual gifting page? So, yep. You know, have at it.
Yeah, and it's not like the individual that was helping was cheating. They were trying to help somebody.
Right.
Now, the person that accepted them via that method rather than the free gifts, they weren't doing the event as it was intended, but how are they supposed to know?
Yeah.
Like, it didn't say, don't do this.
Well, and you free gift them from the gifting page. So if you get them through the gifting page by somebody actually sending them to you through the gifting instrument, or you get them through actually someone just gifting them to you using the other gifting process, to me it's still gifting.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think you can create that separation to say, well, wait a minute, it all had to come from the free gift page, not from regular gifting. To me, that's ridiculous. Gifting is gifting. If you're going to be allowed to gift it, like you said, Jen, what they should have did was just make it of a high enough attack or defense that it wouldn't have been available for gifting at this point anyway. Or they've got the capability to even reduce, you know, gifting capability or the ability to gift it to somebody on any item in their game. So then just don't make it giftable.
Right. And I think that was their oversight. Mistake.
Yeah.
It was definitely an oversight.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the people that did collect the right amount should be compensated and have 5 waffle bots.
I agree.
And unfortunately, the only way to get that to happen is for individuals to contact customer support, which puts a plug in their system, where I think Zynga should figure it out and give everyone 5 waffle bots.
Free waffle bots for everybody.
Yeah.
Just add the waffle bots to the next gold mystery bag.
I like the waffle bot.
Well, just add them to the gold mystery bag, and you can only collect 5 waffle bots in total so that somebody can get it through one of their
gold
mystery bags.
And maybe they will. You never know.
Yeah.
I got my 5.
So I did too. And there's still a lot of confusion with this new gifting system. And it seems, now I don't know if this is intended or it's a bug, but when people return a gift to you, regardless of what you gave them, you're going to get a mystery bag. A blue one. And speaking of mystery bags, the red mystery bag links don't work anymore. Those are blue.
Oh, so they're gone?
Well, no, a red mystery bag is not on the free gift page. The only way to technically send those is when you get the pop-up while doing jobs and you pick your mafia you want to send them to. And if they send one back to you, you'll get a red mystery bag. Now, through the Linkinator, we were able to post our red mystery bag links. And then you could use the Gitinator and collect as many red mystery bags as you want to. Well, those links have now become blue mystery bags.
Oh.
And if Zynga doesn't leave it, like what Martin calls the gifting table, there's not going to be a way to get red mystery bag links unless you get your pop-up. Now, I don't know if you can create your own personal link from that pop-up, but I don't think you can because it goes right to the request page. Pete would know much more about this than me.
Well, if they don't make it available from the free gift page and they don't make it free giftable, then we wouldn't have access to it anyway, shape or form.
So now, we may not be able to get a ton of red mystery bags.
Right. Now, it's possible that if they've made it just not available on the free gifts, but then it's still free giftable, which there's been some items like that over time, because there's been some cases where some people get different free gifts page than others. So we've actually enabled in the Linkinator the free gift if it's been available on someone's free gift page. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of up in the air. It just depends. If they've completely removed it and don't make it free giftable anymore, what ends up happening is it automatically converts into a blue mystery bag anyway. The default is always a blue mystery bag. So if we tried to create a link to it, it'll just create a blue mystery bag.
Right. Some people have a similar problem with mini energy packs because some people actually still get them. And there's no way to get them unless somebody posts a link and then gifts it back.
I see those in my Gitinator.
Yeah, you see them from time to time, but I've heard from a lot of people that they're few and far between. So,
well, I would imagine so, because I imagine there's only like 0.5% of the population that actually still have them.
Or one.
Or one.
Quarter of one.
No, not 1%.
I know, one person.
A special person.
Just that one. No, it's
no, there's a few people out there.
There are a lot of people that have no options.
See, and that I don't understand how that still exists. I mean, you know, they've basically committed to pulling it for everybody. How could there still be people out there with that? I don't understand.
They hate you right now. They're saying, "Shut up, Pete."
Well, but if you're not getting enough to supply it anyway,
right,
then what good is it? Is it just an annoyance?
And then those people don't get regular energy, so
right.
It's an annoyance.
Those people might want it to be done with.
Yeah. They might rather have the regular energy, exactly.
It's time to come out of the closet.
Yeah. Or just hold on and hope. Keep hope alive. So anything else going on?
Yes. If you noticed our new family boss, Jamila Sean, remember we talked about him giving everyone the middle fingers?
I hope that's not our fault.
The double middle finger. I think it might be. Well, they have since made an edit to the image. And now all they did was they added some extra fingers and they don't even look anatomically accurate.
No.
So now he's Jimmy 10 fingers?
Yeah.
I had a couple fingers.
And then a lot of people made comments, and I don't know too much about this because I'm not very international, but it supposedly in some countries, like the UK, I believe, that double finger like Jimmy has is also a FU. And if you think about it in real life, if someone flips you off, they take it away. They got to put it down. So the fact that they made this edit doesn't change that we were flipped off.
I think it's funny. It reminds me kind of how old Disney screen board artists would sneak something into the artwork just to see if anybody noticed.
Like the Little Mermaid.
Like the Little Mermaid. But lots of other things too, but that's probably the most well-known one. But well, I think it's funny.
Maybe it was one of the graphic designers knew they were leaving.
Yeah, exactly. Mark knew he was losing his stocks.
Art Pincus wanted his stock options back, so he's like, I'll show him.
Well, it wasn't very discreet. At least the Disney artists are a little more discreet. But I thought it was funny. I thought it was funnier that they pulled it. But,
yeah. We got the Cider House BFD. Same thing. A lot of people have questions because on the last property, the cemetery, I believe, or they're so hard to keep track of, they eliminated the option where you could ask for all three parts at the same time, and you can only ask one every 8 hours. And you can only get so many in that time frame. But the good news is you can post the any part link as often as you like. So, and you know, we're going to get two more. Like this one, we had 2 weeks to upgrade. Then we're going to get the botanical gardens and then the Christmas one. And who knows what after that?
I still don't understand why they went to the trouble of pulling the botanical gardens.
I know. I still don't get that either. And there's
we can be done with it.
That obnoxious, are you looking for your botanical gardens? I don't like that. It irritates me. I don't even like to go to the property page because of it. But fortunately, I don't have to because I use the property manager.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of which.
Yeah.
That actually got updated with the Chicago Guardian and Taskmaster.
Oh, nice. I didn't notice that.
Yeah. We have not added whatever this one is we're doing now, this property. Oh, the Cider House. We haven't added that yet.
Yeah, they're always busy little elves.
Busy, busy, busy. Lots of little updates.
You got Oompa Loompas in the hopper.
Oompa Loompas.
Not much.
They're running the shop when we're not around.
They're blue instead of orange.
Yeah, little blue Oompa Loompa Spocks.
Hey, Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa. I want you to get me an Oompa Loompa right away. I want an Oompa Loompa now.
Can it, you nit?
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. And your crate is going to be here next week, Jana.
Oh. Well,
and there's an image of the crate on my blog that Leonard Wong found in the servers.
It's not a different picture, is it?
No, but in the first server image, the crates are those little boxes with the question mark. I think those are from that game Q-Bert
or
Donkey Kong. It's just a box with a question mark and
yep,
they're orange.
Q-Bert.
But on the image for the crates, the latest one that Leonard found, they're green.
Oh.
I love that game, Q-Bert.
I did too. I loved all those old games. When
Pete, this will probably affect you guys. We're going to be getting Ice Season 11.
Of course.
Are we actually up to 11 or did they just like jump?
No, what happened was 11, which is technically, the last one we had was 10.
Okay, I couldn't remember what the last one was.
And when it came out, by accident, they say, it was all of a sudden, it was Ice Season 14. And we're like, well, what happened to 11, 12, and 13? Well, then they said it was accidentally activated. It'll be back on November 15th, which is in a few days from now.
Tuesday,
it's going to be Ice Season 11. So that means we're probably going to get those badges back.
Yep, I bet we
will. That's going to maybe, will it break the Assassinator? Did you factor that in?
No, it shouldn't break it, but you probably won't be able to filter off of it. As long as it stays on ignore, you should be fine, which most people had to do anyway because, you know, when they stopped the zombie, that was depending on how their filtering was turned on, that could have, you know, hung a few things up on them. But.
Uh-huh. Okay. And we're getting another limit to time mission. It is nice to note that the last one we had 2 weeks to do it, which was the longest ever for one of these things. Mm-hmm. And then we've gone a whole week without one.
I wonder if we're going to have we're going to have Santas versus the elves for Christmas.
Maybe. Don't give them ideas. Oh, no.
Well, as long as it's a couple of days.
Santa
can't
fight the elves.
So Santa versus the Grinches.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be an awesome. Funny.
You know what, Pete? We finally got rid of those zombie pop-ups. Chester's going to kick your ass because he hated them.
Well, we can deal with the pop-ups.
We're going to have elf pop-ups.
No, we can deal with those.
You were converted to an elf. Buy some antidote.
There you go.
Like coal or stockings.
Oh.
Heat miser versus snow miser. I mean, I got plenty of options here.
Yeah, they could come up with some funny stuff.
It'd be kind of fun.
Those would be the funnier ones.
Oh, man. But think of the promotional campaign that they could do with the whole heat miser and snow miser from
We're gonna get some
Year Without a Santa Claus.
We are.
No, we're not, because us as Spocks, we can remove the pop-ups.
True. But remember all the work that went into convincing them that those, like, what were they, broken hearts? Pop-ups while you were fighting?
Well,
like,
no, always the pop-ups are a bad idea in-game. I mean, that there's no legitimate reason to have a pop-up come up smack dab and take over the entire screen.
Well, that's what the zombie event did.
No, I know that. And I'm saying that I think that they could still hold the same type of event without the need for the pop-ups every so often. What they need to do is they need to create a box that's just an info box. It doesn't affect your gameplay. It's there. They can dump messages in it. It could sit just below the banner that has your jobs, fight properties, and then right in there between the missions. And then just like make it a little info box, and it's only there when certain things are going on. And you have a little X, you can close it when you need to, but it's not going to affect your game. It's there. You can get the information that they want you to have, but it doesn't have to be a dang pop-up. Hello, AOL. Didn't work for AOL. It's not going to work for you.
Nice.
So, yeah. Anyway, no, I actually thought, like, I thought that the zombie thing was actually an interesting event, you know, and I think it went on too long, I think was one point. I think if they just did like a 48-hour, you know, or maybe 72-hour tops, then that would have been plenty to do with it. And I think you could have the same type of fun with, you know, the different holidays. And since they've already written the code and they're good at copying code, then they've already got the foundation for it.
Yeah, I don't like when things are happening when you can't be online.
Right.
And the zombie waves were too frequent. So yeah. If you were offline for 8 hours, guess what? You missed a bunch.
Like, yep.
16 zombie waves.
Yeah.
That was too much. And I was able to remove myself from that one a little more than normal.
Yep.
That one was easy to ignore, which was nice. Except when you got the
pop-ups. Yeah. But
some douchebag converted you to a zombie.
Yeah.
Fix.
Then you just go back after him.
I just say that because for some reason I had the same person almost every time.
You just wait till Santa comes.
And if it's that guy again, I'm posting his picture. I don't care.
So funny.
What else we got going on?
The last thing that we should mention, I don't even know if it still works, but there was this glitch, and if you set a brand new friend from Facebook a Mafia Wars invite, you got money.
Yeah.
Not what? Real.
Oh. Got clams.
Not real. If you were at whatever destination you were in when you generated the invite, you got money. So I was just testing it out to verify it, and I ended up getting like 35 million clams.
Oh, my goodness.
And I didn't feel guilty about it because they've stolen so many of my clams, but it was like, once you start doing it, you can't stop. Kind of.
You're such a gambler.
It worked for a lot of people. Somebody posted it on the fan page. So I saw he posted it, and I read it, and I didn't try it. But then he posted it again, and I saw people saying, oh, it works, it works. So I'm like, oh, I better try it. And normally I don't, like, post glitches that'll probably get your account rolled back. And this has the potential to do it, but we all know that ever since Bangkok, currency has never been something of value in this game, and that it's probably designed that way because look at all the exploiting that went on with Bangkok cash.
Oh, it was ridiculous. So,
yeah, and I'm sure that's why they've done this. You know, you just go fight and you have all the money you need. So if they want to take your clams away, they've already done it so many times anyways. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
And they kind of got away from that rolling accounts back to the time and space that it was when it happened. I think they learned that that's not cool. And so I figured the worst they could do is take your clams away. So I didn't think that was a bad glitch to post.
Yeah.
And they probably thanked me for it because if they read it, they probably tried to fix it or said, damn, we were hoping nobody fixed.
Or no biggie. Guess what? So you got, I tried it and I got 12 clams. See, and this is like my Vegas odds.
I don't think you did it
right. I totally did it right. I sent the gifts to the people. I was in Chicago, and I got 12 clams total.
Well, some people
didn't know anything about it. 40
requests sent out.
They had to try it like 2 or 3 times to get it to work.
Well, maybe I would have got it on a second or third try. I tried it the once, and I didn't get it.
No.
See, It didn't work for me the first two times that I tried.
Yeah. And then now I went into my account today and I'm down to 300,000 clams and I'm like, where did my whole 4 million go? And I'm sure I had way over 4 million, but probably like 400 million.
Well, try it again and you can tell me if it's still
I hadn't even heard about it. I guess I should have checked the blog. No. Yeah.
And it's not a big deal.
But that to that point, Jen, you should probably tell some of the people about your idea on how to hide your clams away for a rainy day.
If you clam would like stashing. To
clam stashing,
embezzle your clams.
Yeah,
because the theory is when Zangas, if they're gonna take stuff away from you, like, and a lot of people did this in Bangkok, and they've done it in Las Vegas because there's a maximum capacity of your vault. So people that didn't want attackers to take their Vegas chips, mm-hmm. you go to your city store inventory and buy items. So you're going to lose half the money by doing that because when you sell an inventory item, you only get half of what you paid for it. But if you want to hide your money and save it for a rainy day, and I've been kind of doing this anyways because I have lost my clams three times. So I figured if I ever need them in the future that I could just sell inventory items back.
Yep.
So and I've accidentally healed there is why I have no clams.
Yeah, and that happens a lot too.
See, and I'm speculating that's probably what happened to me, and I wasn't paying enough attention, but, you know, it's just still irritating that it just disappears like that.
You know, and I always, from the beginning, I was very convinced that anyone who lost clams lost them from healing or using scripts, but I've had people that insist that they weren't fighting, they weren't healing, they weren't using any scripts and they lost clams. So I think there is something to that, the disappearing clams, that's legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
But probably the majority of the people, it was from healing or
not,
you know,
paying attention,
using too many scripts at the same time and you have traveling going on.
Yeah.
Lame.
Another reason to just be happy with the spot comb toolbar.
Yep.
Because it does everything. Pete gives me some money on the side to say all this good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, God, Pete.
It makes your toast, and it's a Spock toaster.
She is your biggest plugger there. You should do your commercials.
Yep.
I don't have the commercial voice like Pete does.
Crazy Pete.
So that's about it for new stuff.
Yeah, without Chester here, do you have anything in the family life, Jana? No,
not much has been going on. I've been super busy getting ready for this next week here. So, no, not much going on.
The Mile High Hitman, got any more meetups planned?
Yeah, there's, you know what I think we're going to do is probably do a Christmas thing at the Jet again, like we did last year.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah, I think it was nice there, and then there's always salsa dancing afterwards. So
I forgot about that.
That was kind of funny.
I'm going to be in Colorado Springs. I think it's the 30th through the 2nd.
Oh, well, we should do it in conjunction if you could come up.
So, yeah, I might be able to swing by depending on what's going on, what night. So
maybe I'll try to come too, but I say that every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Just keep saying it if you're, and then eventually surprises.
Eventually it'll happen.
Well, one of these times I'll be able to.
Yeah.
It'll be the time that she says absolutely not and yeah. show up.
Or I'll decide to come and y'all will cancel it.
We don't cancel.
Yeah, they haven't canceled yet. They've got a pretty good following there of people that make it out regardless, unless the weather was like super nasty. But
we're the largest Mafia War community in the country as far as meetups and whatnot go, according to meetup.com.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, it is a great group of people and everybody always has so much fun and it's probably getting to the point where people are having too much fun. But
any hookups?
Not that I know of. I know there's some attempted hookups, but I don't think anything actually has come to light there. But there's always Christmas.
Well, anybody got any shout outs this evening?
I want to give a shout out to the General Hospital Port Charles Mafia, because I am fascinated that there's actually real people from the soap opera that are really into this game. So, and for a long time, most of them have been playing for 2 to 3 years.
Wow. Cool.
Cool.
It fascinates me because, you know, most of them play mafia type characters on General Hospital, and then they come on here and play mafia. And so it kind of fascinates me, the extension of the character there. So that's my shout out to Jason Stone Cold Morgan. Mm-hmm. How about you, Jen?
My shout out is to the entire RYFG family.
Ooh. Well, tell us why.
Well, they sent us a battle request. And it started out funny, like one of the admins posted it on our page and everyone was like, oh no, we can't accept that. And I was thinking, well, but what if we did? It's only an hour. And I thought it would be fun to try to ice one of them. Obviously, it would be a red ice because I can't beat any of them. And so I, when I said, maybe we should do it, and then surprisingly, a lot of people said, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Death wish.
Yeah. And so we knew it. And I am going to make a blog post about it because a lot of battle bugs came up for me. And I saw a lot of inherent problems with manual fighting. And believe it or not, and I'm not making this up for dramatic effect, but right after that battle, one of our family members got his account suspended.
Oh, really?
And all he was doing was participating in this battle. And it went away, but he got the suspension warning, like your account has been suspended from gifting and fighting.
Or suspicious activity or...
Yeah. And so I started looking into all these problems we were having. But besides that, the actual battle, even though, you know, we pretty got beat up pretty hard, it was fun. You know, they were posting on their war page and we were trying to ice this one guy. He's known as the Swede. And I think he's like one of the strongest players in the game. So I had this plan. I'm like, well, if I could ice him and post the ice, that would be really cool. So I did. I got my Chicago health up. I got everything ready. And I'm clicking as fast as I can. And this guy, you can't ice him.
Oh.
I would get his green bar like a little way down. So I'm like, okay, maybe I can do it. And it would go boom, healed.
Straight back up.
But this is a very strong family. They will heal before you can ice them. So, but it was fun to try. And then we were thinking, well, maybe if we all attack the same person, we could do it.
See, I always thought you would have a lot of fun if you got into a fun battle like that.
Yeah. And Mindy from the pack, she was the number one scorer. She got 200 points. And I was the third scorer. I got 100 points. And another guy got, we had a total of 400 points. And they had a total of 60,000 points. But it was fun. So shout out to them.
You taking on Roving Rebels next?
We could try. You know, some people in the family weren't thrilled with the whole idea. But when it was over, I think everyone liked it.
Well, do you have a shout out there, Pistol Pete?
Mine is to the DADT family. They were ones we took on in a battle today, and we went kind of tooth and nail, but they eventually ended up just beating us down. It was a fun battle. The specific person, I spent a lot of time icing, and I my son was sitting next to me, and he was getting a kick out of it because his name was Philip, and his character name was Guardian of Asgard. For those that know Thor and the story of Thor, he was an Asgardian, and that's probably in part where he got his name of his character from. Uh-huh. So my son thought that was pretty interesting.
Nice. Awesome.
Yep.
Well, y'all have a great week.
Yep, you too. So I guess it's a wrap.
Wrapped.
I want a car, get them crashing to the brand new.